Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jet game. And I'm fascinated. And maybe, Rosie, we can, I don't know if when Glenn does hit the podium out there in London. The Jet game just went final out in London. They lose to the Broncos 13-11. They're 0-6 on the season. But think about, when does it end? If you actually sat down and watched this football game that got going at 9:30 this morning, your eyes are bleeding. Justin Fields, who I had Jet fans calling me during the course of the offseason saying, I have no idea what I'm talking about when I said Justin Fields stinks. Justin Fields today for the New York Jets, who took a sack on 4th and 8, where the Jets were right around midfield and he was under duress. The offensive line embarrassed themselves. Justin Fields today was 9 of 17 for 45 yards. He was 9 of 17 for 45 yards. The Jets in an NFL game had 82 yards of offense. How is that humanly possible? How is that humanly possible? The Broncos defense is good. They're not the 85 Bears. They are not the 85 Bears. They're not the Ravens with Tony Siragusa and Ray Lewis. This is not the Tampa Bay Buccaneers where they had John Lynch and Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks. I mean, they were handed. Look, think about this. The Jets scored 11 points today. They lose 13-11. The defense actually shows up today. Shows up. They were handed a field goal early on a Bronco fumble. They didn't get a first down. Folk kicks a field goal. Then they have a long kickoff return that puts the ball into Bronco territory. Don't get a first down. Kick a field goal. That's their first 6 points. Get a field goal to start the second half after another long kickoff return. Actually generate 3 first downs on the drive. And Folk kicks a field goal. That's 9. Get another 2 points based on a safety holding call. Broncos 1st and 10 at their own 5-yard line on a Bronco offensive lineman. That's their 11. You have a quarterback in today's day and age of the NFL. Today's day where they are begging you to throw the football. You have a quarterback today in a 60-minute football game that throws for 45 yards. 82 yards of total offense. 82. They ran 57 offensive plays for 82 yards. That's almost impossible. You think about it. They ran 57 plays for 82 yards. And you know what? Think about this for a second. The Jets, after their opening drive of the second half, they had 83 yards. I mean, it's comical. At some point in time, I can't wait to hear Glenn post-game over London. First off, it was a dreadful NFL game. Dreadful. You paid your hard-earned money. Didn't Gallo? I think Gallo flew out there.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yes, he did.
Broncos how about this? Just light the money on fire. Gallo flew out there to London to see Jets and Broncos. He's a Denver fan, right? So he's a huge Bronco fan. They didn't suffer the embarrassment of losing. But Bo Nix, you've seen the regression for him. And you watch this game. I mean, he's celebrating. He's enjoying himself. I'm sure a couple of libations. The Broncos win an ugly football game. And the Jets go out there and score 11 points.
Justin Fields finished the game with negative 10 passing yards. Net. Negative 10. The fact that Aaron Glenn didn't put in Tyrod Taylor, coaching malpractice. Frankly, he deserves to get fired. At this point, I don't even care if it's only six games. It is a disaster, this franchise. An absolute disaster. He makes Adam Gase look like Bill Belichick. That's how bad Aaron Glenn is right now. At the end of the first half, it was a dumpster fire. The end of the game was a dumpster fire. What a disaster for this team.
So now you might say to yourself, well, how do you get to negative 10? Well, here's the deal. When he completed the forward pass today, he was 9 of 17 for 45 yards. You know how many times he was sacked? He was sacked 9 times. And he lost 55 yards.
The goddamn Jets.
It's almost like when, like the Jet fan right now is like, when is rock bottom? Like mercy. Like you want to put up the white flag and wave it. You just want to like wave it around and be like, please mercy. I can't take it anymore. Like I really can't. When does it look different? I said it earlier in football, like when does it look different? When does it just look the same? Is Glenn going to come out here today and say it's not SOJ, not same old Jets? Is he going to come out there and say, well, listen, I believe in this team. I mean, Aaron, the team had 82 yards. You had 90, minus 10 passes. Your quarterback was sacked 9 times, lost 55 yards. When he completed the forward pass, he threw for 45 yards. You had 82 yards of total offense on 57 offensive plays. I mean, it's tough. That is a rough way to start a Sunday. I'll tell you that. Tough way to start a Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.